Blog Talk Radio. troubles caused by dignity. Yeah. We never want more dissent, never help each other.
Yeah, and that was Toy Sugar's Where Is Your Love on Love Talk, Love Talk Radio, Toilet Productions, Toilet Entertainment. And that song has a key factor when it comes down to this topic here. We're talking about fantasies. Now, a lot of people have dreams. A lot of people have fantasies that they, you know, that they have overnight. And it comes what you do with those fantasies. Some people may dream about celebrities, and people may dream about just something that they may want to do or want to experience. But it doesn't mean that a fantasy is always a bad thing or a good thing. Sometimes fantasies can be great. You can share them in your relationship in order to try to create new ideas, create new steps, develop new things that you're interested in doing. So that's where fantasies are okay. Where fantasies can be detrimental to your relationship is when you have outside influences in your fantasies that you would like to pursue. And that's what people need to realize when it comes down to your fantasies. Doug Love, he unfortunately cannot be on the show today, but he did chime in on the topic. So I want to read what he says here. Fantasies are important. They let you go to a place where you wouldn't normally go. They take you off the ecstasy land, and more importantly, they feed your appetite, your sexual appetite. In a relationship, fantasies help to sustain relationships because you get to act out your personal desires with the one you love. So the key thing that he says, never turn down or belittle someone's fantasy. Just go with it, even if you're not comfortable, as long as it doesn't put you in any danger or harm. Because then that's when fantasies go too far. You'll also be able to see what your partner is about. You'll be able to learn about your partner when it comes down to fantasies. This is good fuel for a relationship and helps to keep it spicy and break up the monotony. So this is what Doug Love says here. And I just want to go in the last part here about breaking up the monotony. When it comes to the fantasies, do fantasies help to break up what people consider a monotony in their relationships? Do relationships get to a point where it's so mundane and so routine that fantasies help to develop or create something different that goes on in the relationships? So I want to find out more about what people think about this. Phone lines are open right now, 347-850-1228. Once again, 347-850-1228. Let me know what you think about that particular session of this particular topic here. I want to know what you feel when it comes down to fantasies breaking up the monotony. Because fantasies can. People can think about, oh, you know, there's something different, there's something unique, there's something you want to explore that you may have had in a dream, that you may have had in a realization, something that you may have seen on television or heard on the radio that may have created a spark saying that, hey, this is something that I want to deal with, this something that I want to try in my relationship. So this is where fantasies can become very interesting and very active in your relationship. That spark can fly at any time in your relationship when it comes down to different fantasies. So if that does happen, what do you do? If your mate, spouse, significant other says, you know what, I've been fantasizing about this particular item, this particular idea, this particular thing that we have never done before. What do you do? And with, like what Doug said, if it's something that does not cause any harm, if it's something that is unique to what you have done in your relationship, then there's nothing wrong with just, you know, exercising the option, trying it out, or if not trying it out, just even discussing it, and trying to find out why the other person may want to pursue this particular fantasy. I was researching online, and I was looking at different fantasies that both men and women have. There's a few similarities that both men and women have that people look at or think about but never really do in their relationships. One is role-playing. Both men and women have this fantasy of role-playing, that superhero concept, you know, acting like they are different than who they actually are, dressing up, acting out while they're in this particular mode with their significant other. And that, I think, is a very healthy thing. I think that's a very great thing that people can do in their relationships. It's very healthy, it's different, it's acting, it creates something that can create a spark in somebody's relationship. Some people don't like this. Some people say, oh, why should I do this? Why should I have to role play? Why should I have to act out and be different than what I am? The thing is, what that does, that creates a different element, something unusual, something different. It creates a different energy that people may not want to try normally. And that's what happens in relationships. Fantasies spark because there's such a commonality in what they do. The routine that you do when you wake up in the morning, the routine that you do when you go to bed at night, the routine that you do when you're with your significant other. And this is what fantasies create. Fantasies create an option to break away from the norm, break away from the usual routine, the usual aspect of what you are doing. And when you accept that, when you create something different, when you exercise a different option that is not normally done in your relationship, what that does, that creates a spark, that creates something that's healthy in a relationship. So a lot of people feel that, okay, hey, what happens when the relationship, when these fantasies go too far? And that definitely can happen as well. The fantasies can go so far to the point where the person wants to then what is normal for them. Sometimes they want to act on something completely different that their partner may not like. And that's where the fantasy aspect can go a little left field. And you got to look at it on a different level. You got to look at it on a level as, okay, what is this person trying to say? Is this person trying to do something or be something different? Now, a lot of times where this happens, it comes to another commonality that that both men and women have when it comes down to fantasies, adding another person into a relationship. Adding another person in intimately where they are acting out on different things. And when this happens, when the third party comes in, that's where problems arrive in a relationship. Now, how do you handle this particular situation? Is it a bad thing, and can it be detrimental to your relationship? Now, this depends on the communication that you have with your partner, with your spouse, with your mate, your significant other, when it comes down to adding this particular element of a fantasy. Because some people feel that it can be healthy. Some people feel that it can be a welcome addition to the relationship. They feel like it can be something that is enjoyed, some people that, you know, and adored, but it can only be a one-time thing. What happens is, a lot of times, that this particular fantasy expands and expounds, and people want to continue the relationship. There was a movie back 15 years ago called Monster, and this particular movie talked about this particular aspect. Husband had this particular fantasy, the wife pursued it, and she enjoyed it so much to the point where she wanted to continue this particular fantasy. And the husband was like, hey, this is a one-time thing. Why are we continuing to do this? And created a rift in their relationship. And that's where you have to figure out, okay, where it's a good thing and where it's not a good thing. You have to decide whether this particular fantasy is ideal. Now, if it's small, like I said, the role-playing, the acting, the particular comment saying, doing certain things that can spark interest, that can spark a fire in a relationship, should be looked at by a couple. And this is where couples can tend to break. There's always that one person that does not want to break away from the norm. They don't want to break away from the actual act, and they suppress the other's fantasy. And when the other's fantasy is suppressed, that can cause problems in a relationship as well, because allow a relationship to grow in different ways. You have to be able to allow to have the mind expanded to try different things, to add that spice, as Doug said, to create something different than the normal aspect of a relationship. And that's where fantasies come. Fantasies are not a bad thing unless people go overboard with their fantasies. So here's a question that I want to ask people, and here's a question that people have asked me in regards to the Chico topic. There are a lot of people that they fantasize about a celebrity, they fantasize about a famous person that they see on TV, may fantasize about an athlete or a celebrity that they notice frequently. And some people say this is a bad thing. You know, if a female is fantasizing about their favorite actor or their favorite athlete or something like that when they're with their mate or spouse, and people say, oh, why are you thinking about that person? Why are you looking at that? You know what? That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that particular fantasy. Let that happen. Let that be just a way of release, a way of separation from the normal. And that's what fantasies are all about. Now the question is, when that fantasy becomes personal, when the fantasy becomes of someone they know particularly, a coworker or someone they see in the community or someone they see in their complex or in their neighborhood, that's where fantasies can be a little sketchy. And the way to handle this particular situation is talk about it. Talk about this. Okay, you're seeing this person that you know in the community. You're seeing this person that you know in the neighborhood. Why? Why is this coming up in your dreams? Why is this coming up in your thoughts where you're fantasizing about this particular person? It may be very innocent. It may be that they're around this person all the time. So in their dreams, in their thoughts, a lot of times they're just this particular person on their brain. Very simple, very innocent. That's where communication comes into play. You know, there's a running theme of all of the topics that we have. Communication, communication, communication. Talk to your spouse, talk to your mate, talk to your significant other when it comes down to certain things, so that way everybody is on the same page. And communication is very important when it comes down to fantasies, because if you're fantasizing about someone that you know, fantasizing about someone that you've seen, fantasizing about a situation that you may have seen online or on TV, and you may want to act out on that, if you communicate with your mate, communicate with your spouse, your significant other in regards to this, then it would help to see something from a different angle, see something from a different side, to create something that is not the norm. Now, when it comes down to someone you know, acting on it is the issue. Some people feel if it's constantly going on, you're constantly fantasizing about that particular person, that there's a tendency to act out on it. Not necessarily. Maybe it just means that what you're doing in your relationship is so boring or so mundane and so stagnant that the other person is fantasizing about somebody else. That happens with a celebrity, that happens with an action, that happens with another person that they may know. You're so stagnant in your relationship that there's another element that they want to add into the relationship. So if you continue on that path, if you continue on that level where you're doing the same old thing over and over again and the other person's fantasizing about somebody or something else, then you got to take a look at yourself. You got to take a look at what you are doing and how this affects your relationship. And this feeds into the case of X. Case of X, like I said, all the time, case of X, you can email me, pqmindbyrod@gmail.com, tweet me at rsteve44. You can go on to my Facebook at Rodney Stevenson or even at pqmind. And this case of X goes right along with what we're talking about here. From New York, who has been in a relationship for 10 years. And what she is saying is that she is happily married, happily involved. You know, they have children, everything is going fine, but she lately has been fantasizing about someone that she knows at work. And she knows that she's not going to do anything about it, but she's trying to figure out exactly why she's having these thoughts, why she's having these fantasies, and if it is wrong to tell her husband about these particular fantasies. And she wants to know what I think about this particular topic. And what I would say is you have to let your husband know about these particular fantasies. Let your husband know what's going on. Because if you don't, they're going to continue happening. They're going to continue going. They're going to be, you know, they're going to be stuck in your mind. And they'll only be stuck in your mind until you act on it. Because what happens is when you don't talk about these particular topics, or you don't talk about the particular thoughts that you're having in your mind, and they sit in there for a while, then you're going to think, man, okay, maybe this is telling me I need to act on this. Maybe it's telling me I need to do something about this particular with this particular person. And that's the worst thing to do. The worst thing to do is try to ignore the fantasy. And once you ignore the fantasy, then it'll grow. It'll just be like a seed that's planted. And then every day that you think about it, it will continue, it will grow, and it will eat away at you until something is done. You have to talk about it. And once you talk about it, get off your chest, then it may go away. Now, the problem is, do you want it to go away? And some people don't want it to go away. Some people want to keep that. Now, you can take that and develop it into something bigger. Develop it into something that can grow into your relationship. There's nothing wrong with that. That's healthy. That's healthy. That, you know, people feel that when you're married or when you're in a committed relationship that you cannot look at, think about, or imagine someone else at all. And that's not healthy. The mind can wander. The mind can develop and grow in different ways. So just because you're committed to that person doesn't mean that you can't see somebody else as attractive. Doesn't mean you can't see somebody else as eye candy, as they say. Doesn't mean you can't look at someone and say, you know what, that person is a very good-looking person. It's just a matter of what you do with that that was an issue. So by all means, have that fantasy. By all means, explore it in a way of your mind. Explore it in a way where you're talking about it. Explore it in a way that you are trying to figure out what it means and talk about it with your spouse. So that way, the two of you can realize what's going on. And maybe role-playing in that element might be beneficial for you. So, in essence, what's going on is that there is something that is so monotonous in your relationship that you want to look elsewhere. And you got to figure out a way to break that monotony. That's what I feel. That's the thought of my on that particular topic there. So once again, this is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toilet Production, Toilet Entertainment. And I just want to give out a couple thoughts. Once again, I just want to thank Summit Hall Elementary School for allowing me to be a part of their Teachers Appreciation Week. Speaking of Essence of Fantasy, having that, you know, that spa-like atmosphere in their school, providing massages, but the food and the beverages and everything that was going along with that particular, those particular 2 days at some elementary school. You know, teachers need that love. Teachers need that support. And I am thankful for being a part of that particular activity, Appreciation Week, at Seminole Hall Elementary School. So I definitely want to say, much love to them. Thank you for letting me be a part of that. And also the National Alliance of Mental Illness was a part of their weekend last weekend. And it was a great event, talking about the NAMU Walks event and being a part of the atmosphere there and showing them that massage, health, and wellness can be a part of developing strong minds and strong bodies as well. So definitely want to thank everybody for that particular instance there. And also we have a couple minutes left. I want to talk about this Sunday's show, the Rod Stevie Show. Want to talk about the topic there, money versus morals. We're going to go over some of the things that we've been seeing in the news recently in regards to the United States action in African countries. Talking about the Bring Our Girls Back movement that is going on in Nigeria, about 276 girls who are still missing. We want to explore that and want to discuss the U.S. involvement now in that particular search for these girls. And is it about doing the right thing, or is it about doing the thing that will bring the most money and bring the most political clout? This is an election year, so you have to look at that particular aspect. And once again, the phone line is going to be open for that. I want to hear what people think about that. There is a topic going on Facebook right now in regards to that, so please respond back to that so that way we can have a really good discussion on what is going on in our community, what is going on with our country when it comes down to these particular girls that are missing. We just want to talk about that before we segue back into the Love Talk show today. So once again, thank each and every one of you for listening to the show. And final thoughts are fantasies are good. Fantasies are good for the spice, good for the continuity, good for the relationship. Explore the fantasy. Find out what your mate, spouse, significant other likes through these fantasies and why they have these fantasies. So that way you can do things that are different, do things that can relate to each other. Don't diffuse a fantasy, because when you diffuse a fantasy, basically you're opening up a concept where your spouse, mate, significant other may want to pursue that fantasy elsewhere. And this is very important. This is very natural. This is very healthy for a relationship. And once you realize that your relationship is strong, then you have to do certain things that, you know, that may not be comfortable. Relationships are not about being comfortable. Relationships, not being 100% comfortable. Relationships are about, you know, recognizing the similarities and the differences that you have with your spouse, mate, significant other in your relationship. Certain things that you may want to do that he or she may not want to do, and vice versa. So you have to welcome that, explore it, as long as it is healthy, natural, fun, and beneficial for your relationship. So once again, thank you for listening to Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toilet Productions. Doug Love, once again, thank you for being a part of the show here and giving your insight. Look forward to hearing from you next week as well. And look forward to hearing from each and every one of you next week. And we are opening up the summertime realm, where summertime things get different, temperatures get hot, things get hot. So we're going to talk about the heat in relationships as well coming up in the next few weeks. So if you have any concepts, any ideas on topics, we always like to welcome it. You can hit me up on Facebook, tweet me at RC44, email me at tqmindbyrod@gmail.com. Always up to suggestions and information and insight. So until next time, we'll talk.